listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. I'm very pleased to say we're joined by our senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy, Jim Hansen, a man who has been in combat as a special operator in the United States Army, who brings the skill set of the special operator to the special forces in the War of Ideas at the Center. Jim, it's always good to have you with us. Welcome.
Pleasure, Frank.
You were part of a very important program we conducted at the Center this week, and I wanted to get your take on it and your thoughts. The purpose of it was to convene what we called a Defeat Jihad Summit with some of the country's best experts on the matter of jihad, what impels it, Sharia, and what to do about it. We had a number of eminences, some of whom were heard on this program last night. We had also a number of guests from elsewhere in the free world. What was your takeaway from this event, and what should the rest of us take away from it?
Frank, it was so refreshing to be in a room full of people who will actually call our Islamist enemy by their name, who will note out loud that their goal is jihad, and who have substantive answers to what we can do to win the war they're fighting against us. I mean, in comparison to the Obama administration's 6+ years of feckless leading from behind, it was, like I said, beyond refreshing. It actually gave me renewed hope. And we're going to take the fight, from where we were at the Reserve Officers Association across the street to Congress. Obama dropped his draft AUMF. We dropped a real plan, and it was wonderful.
And that plan, of course, is what we call the Secure Freedom Strategy, and we're going to talk more about that with Jim Hansen in a moment. But I think what you've said is an important juxtaposition. We not only had the authorization for the use of military force served up by the president as we were convening this Defeat Jihad Summit, but of course, next Wednesday, the president is going to be having his summit. He calls it the Countering Violent Extremism Summit, which, as you say, is a sort of stark contrast with the clarity that we were trying to bring to bear on this. Jim Hansen is our guest. He is a senior fellow these days at the Center for Security Policy, really a driving force behind its efforts to overcome the lack of clarity, the confusion, the disarray, the fecklessness of the Obama administration, and frankly, not much better coming out of Congress at the moment. And Jim, in that regard, I wanted to sort of get your sense of the initial response, at least, of Congress to this authorization for the use of military force. Do you sense that there really is an appetite there for a different approach, perhaps along the lines of our Secure Freedom Strategy?
I truly hope so, Frank. And I think what there has been thus far is no real approach, and no one has put a plan on the table that has as its goal winning this war, that has the name of our enemy clearly defined, and that goes about this as if we actually want to win. So I think that right there is a major change. And I don't see how, in comparison to Obama's AUMF, where he actually asked Congress to tie his hands as commander-in-chief in what he can do, and the hands of his successor, because his draft AUMF says no ground troops, period, and it extends into the next president's term. So he's really trying to make sure that there is no clear path. Now, I'm not advocating that we roll tanks into Iraq and Syria and go and occupy the country again. However, why would a president who wants to win say, take away some of my tools, don't let the military have all that it needs to at least have that on the table and let the enemy know that? It's akin to his announcing a withdrawal date in Afghanistan the same day he was announcing a surge there. He does not want to win, and I think you're right. Congress will take any plan that at least aims at winning and give it a good hearing, and we're going to make them listen.
Well, we hope so. The idea that we've advanced, as you know so well, Jim Hansen, and that you've described in a recent posting at the securefreedom.org website of your Free Fire Zone video commentaries, is our strategy, our Secure Freedom strategy, actually has as one option for Congress a draft declaration of war, not an authorization for the use of military force. Talk about why a broader declaration of war really makes sense under present circumstances, given this enemy and given the kind of challenge that we need to face straight ahead.
Well, Frank, we're fighting a global jihad movement. It's composed of the usual throat-cutting, black flag-flying terrorists, Boko Haram, Al-Qaeda, and all the rest of those guys, ISIS. But it's also got the element of the nonviolent, the pre-violent, the stealth jihadis, the Muslim Brotherhood, CARE, ISNA, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. These groups are sneaking in under the radar, claiming that anyone who says that Islam is a problem is an Islamophobic. And they're gaining a lot of traction. We need to include them as members of the global jihad movement and declare war on the entire bunch of them. That doesn't mean we're going to go ahead and, you know, drop a hellfire missile on some of the nonviolent jihadis, but we need to fight them with the same tools they're using against us. They're using our freedoms and lawfare and lobbying and all that kind of stuff to sneak their Sharia rules and other things into our systems. And we need to fight them with those tools, and we need to fight the violent jihadis with every bit of military force we can muster. And that's why a declaration of war is the right way to go about that, with all forces of the U.S. government, intelligence, economic, diplomatic, and even cultural forces, because this is a clash of cultures, to go ahead and state their ideology puts women in potato sacks, subjugates them, oppresses everyone, and we don't want that in our free society.
Yeah. You know, we were given a gift, I guess, in this regard, Jim, with a new poll that came out just yesterday, I believe, which indicates very strong concern on the part of American women. I think some 44% of those polled said they were concerned about Sharia being applied in this country. 33% of men responded that way as well. Those are very substantial numbers when you realize that I think most of us assume the public has no idea what Sharia is, let alone how terrifyingly awful the prospect of being subjected to it will be. I hope you're right, Jim, that the Congress proves open to this. We did have three members of the House, Stephen King and Mike Pompeo and Scott Perry, present for our discussions at the summit on Wednesday. We also had, of course, Senator Ted Cruz making a very, very strong statement about his concerns on the president's authorization for the use of military force, and I think clearly signaled an openness to a better strategic plan as well. So we've got people to work with, and we will be working with them at the Center for Security Policy. We appreciate so much your participation in that effort. Jim, let me in closing just ask you a question. As a man, again, we turn to you for the boots on the ground, common sense perspective on so much of this. But a principal deputy undersecretary of defense for policy by the name of Brian McKeon responded to the fact that a number of those who have been murdered by the Islamic State in these videos were wearing orange jumpsuits, which he said are symbols of the Gitmo or Guantanamo Bay detention facility, went on to say that, quote, the greatest action the United States can take to fight terrorism is to close Gitmo, unquote. What do you think is the greatest action, and where does this fit into that pantheon?
This fits somewhere in the 100 to 150th on my list of things, and I wouldn't do it. We need a place to put people that we cannot try in civilian courts and should not try in civilian courts and who are sworn to our destruction. Gitmo works just fine for that. And the idea that this administration and someone working at the Defense Department is willing to go on record saying that's the best thing we can do, absolutely not. The best thing we can do, declare war on them in return for the war they declared on us decades ago.
And wage it as though our lives depend on it, for indeed they do. Jim Hansen, as always, thank you so much for joining us and for the great work you're doing at the Center for Security Policy. Keep it up. We'll talk with you again very soon. Next up, Bill Gertz takes us for a tour inside the ring. We'll talk about China and whether its growing military capability also has some weaknesses. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.